Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're really happy that he gets to join us here on 95.7 The Game on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us, man. I hope practice went well today. I hope you're resting comfortably and getting ready to go tomorrow night. How are you, man?
I'm good. Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
It's really good to have you. I got to tell you, it's really good to watch what you have become this year. Your hard work, everything that you put into the game. We talk about this all the time. What do you like watching in sports? I love watching guys get better. I love watching guys take steps forward. Congratulations for all the steps forward and improvement that you've been able to show us this year. It's been fantastic.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. It means a lot.
Can you tell us a little bit about how the best of you has been unlocked? Did the trip to Orlando help? Is it a matter of confidence that you picked up in these games? Where has the step forward in your mind come from, Jordan?
Just a little bit of everything, you know, from experience to, you know, physical strength to learning more about the game, you know, maturing on and off the court. It was just a lot, you know, in general. I think I just took the time that the pandemic kind of gave us to sit back, relax, you know, kind of answer a lot of questions, you know, that needed to be answered. You know, you're coming right from college, right to the NBA draft, from the NBA draft right to the season, and, you know, you want to try to analyze everything as best as you can, but, you know, there's really not a lot of time, and luckily I was able to get 9 months of an off season rather than two, and, you know, I just kind of took full advantage of that.
At what point this year did you feel fully confident that you had assimilated yourself into a position of importance on this roster? And did it coincide with when the team started winning more games than it was losing?
You know, I think it was just a situation of just being prepared for whatever the season holds. You know, we brought in a couple vets, a couple older guys this year, and, you know, I went to Orlando and I was able to get a lot of game reps. But prior to that, I had just, you know, tried to be as ready as possible when the season started. And, you know, after I got back from Orlando, the second half of the season, I was, you know, kind of told to just go out there and play my game. And, you know, I would be given more minutes, and I just kind of took full advantage of it.
We've heard a lot about the way you worked last off season, you know, coming into the year. Everyone told us from your teammates to your coaches, hey, Jordan was in the gym all summer. He's been working really hard. In retrospect, now that it seems to have paid off, what do you feel like are the things you did that have helped you the most when it comes to actually playing NBA basketball?
Man, that's a great question. You know, just I think it has so much to do with your surroundings. You know, you could be brought into, you know, a different situation or a different circumstance, and, you know, I'm just blessed enough to be around guys who, you know, have been successful, right? Who know what success is and what it takes to get there. And my entire life, I've just been somebody who wanted to know, who wanted to ask questions and, you know, wanted to find ways to apply it to my personal, you know, regimen and routine and what I do. And, you know, I'm just, you know, thankful enough to be around Steph and Draymond and Clay. And they just help so much. You know, I talk to those guys all the time. And, you know, Draymond, anything defensively, anything that I want to know, anything to know, you know, off ball. And Steph, you know, obviously he's extremely gifted and talented in what he does, and I ask him questions all the time. So, you know, just overall everything, man. It just comes with experience. It just comes with time. You know, it's a lot to ask of a young guy coming in right away to be, you know, impactful, you know, without knowing exactly what to do. And, you know, over time, if you can block out the noise and, you know, put your head down and grind, everything will take care of itself.
You know, I'm thinking, too, we're talking with Jordan Poole of the Golden State Warriors, that, you know, we've seen a couple of guys come in, the rookie James Wiseman, obviously. We've seen, you know, Kelly Oubre, who is an established NBA veteran, come into the system, and it takes a while to fit in. When did you feel comfortable in this motion-like offense that is so predicated around where Steph Curry is at all times? Can you put a number on the games it took you to feel comfortable?
You know, it's been a little bit of everything. Everything's been a bit sporadic. You know, my first year, Steph didn't play, and, you know, our system is, you know, obviously Steph's the main focal point, and not having him last year, you know, we kind of had to adjust a little bit and find ways to, you know, work around that. But, you know, I think everything just kind of got put in place and all the pieces fell together, you know, after the bubble. I think Steph had went down for a little bit. A couple of the games he was out, and we played in Memphis. And I was just, you know, coaches kind of told me to continue to be aggressive, continue to play my game. I was able to show him what I'm capable of, and, you know, that's what he felt we needed. And, you know, I was able to show that for the four or five games that, you know, Steph was out, or three games that he was out. And when he got back, we were just able to gel, you know, kind of just find ways to still be cohesive in both of our situations, our unit, playing with him, playing, you know, when he's not on the court, and, you know, find a way to play with Draymond. So it was just a lot. You know, I think that's been a representation of our season. And, you know, over time and the longer that we've grown, the better we got, the more chemistry we've gained, and, you know, we're clicking at the right time right now.
Jordan, how much hazing did a guy from East Lansing give to a guy from Ann Arbor?
Enough.
Enough is the answer. Enough by your definition or enough by his?
Meet me somewhere in the middle.
Great
somewhere
answer.
In the middle. Somewhere in the middle.
When this team started to get results on a consistent basis, which it hadn't been doing earlier in the year or at all the year before, could you tell sort of viscerally how different it was, how, you know, how much more efficient everything seemed to get, how much easier everything seemed to get? Or was that a process that didn't necessarily sort of correlate to wins, that it was getting easier before that point?
And that's, you're talking about what exactly?
Well, when you guys finished the year 15-5, right, and it looked like everything that you did seemed to be less of a struggle, not just you, but everybody, that it was less of a struggle down the stretch because it seemed like everybody finally understood what needed to get done at both ends of the floor. Did that strike you that it happened right away, like at the start of that run, or could you see signs of it happening before?
I think we were just starting to click, you know, a long time before. We just needed to find ways to put them together consecutively. You know, like we'd win two games, we win three games, but then we, you know, drop two or three, or, you know, we lose to a team that we felt like we should have won. But I think, you know, the later in the season, as we started to continue to keep going, you know, the game started to mean a lot more in terms of the play-in, and, you know, if we were trying to make it out of the play-in. And, you know, when you have guys who on our team who have played at the highest level, you know, for so many years consecutively, you know, you just thrive for, you know, the playoff atmosphere. You know, you want to get up and you want to go win a game that means something. And, you know, we got a lot of guys who want to step up in a big-time moment, and a lot of guys who succeeded at the big time moment. So finding a way to mesh all of that together with, you know, our youth, which makes us, you know, able to get up and down the floor, but as well as our experience. So it's a really good mesh that we have going on right now. And, you know, like I said, we're just peaking at the right time.
There are times when you come in and I think you're sort of asked to be the, in a way, the Steph of the second unit. And obviously other times when you're playing alongside Steph, does your mindset or approach or level of aggression change depending on whether you're playing next to Steph or sort of in place of him?
No, not at all. I mean, Steph made it pretty clear to me earlier on in the season, you know, this summer, that, No matter what it is, he, you know, we all know why I'm out there, and you know, he knows why I'm out there. And when I get out there and we're together, where we're on the court together, we're all just playing the game. You know, just continue to be aggressive and you know, bring to the table what I can bring. And that's just obviously, you know, he attracts so much attention, and he's so talented and gifted that he's gonna get his no matter what. You know, but don't try to go out of my way to, you know, go get him the ball or go get other people the ball. Just play my game, be aggressive, go score, and, you know, everything will fall into place, and it's worked perfectly.
Jordan Poole of the Golden State Warriors, who are obviously taking on the Lakers tomorrow down in L.A., the play-in. So you just get out of practice not too long ago. I think you're back at the hotel right now. Can you give us a little bit of a theme of practice today? Some of the things that you're working on, some of the bullet points that you got, you know, presented to you about the Lakers?
I mean, obviously we know that they're a talented team, you know, but more importantly, this game, you know, it's the playoffs now, and this is why we're here, and this is, you know, what everybody wants to play for. So just come out, play hard, play with passion, and we got to find a way to continue to build up our momentum and, you know, get a win against a good team.
I'm going to be the dumb question guy here. I had forgotten, but our producer was kind enough to remind me that after that hard foul from Boban, I believe you received a blanket in the mail. Tell us more. Are you guys square? How are we feeling about Boban right now?
I mean, it was just a regular – it was a foul. You know, I think the size and, you know, the magnitude of how large of an individual Boban is, you know, made it look a little bit worse than what it was. And, you know, as soon as he fouled me, he immediately told me right away. He checked on me, am I okay? You know, he obviously didn't mean it. It was just playing the ball. But, I'm, you know, it was just a foul. You know, you've been fouled harder than that on the park, you know, in the open gym and in practice. And, you know, we went to the free throw line and, you know, they gave him a flagrant too. But a couple of days later, I get back into the locker room and there's this, you know, this package waiting for me. And I'm a huge blanket guy. I love blankets. You know, covers, coats, or, you know, quilted blankets, whatever the situation is. I just, you know, love to be cozy. And, you know, the guy sent a huge, a gigantic size of a blanket to me, man. And I'm just beyond blessed and, you know, thankful. Just because you don't see stuff like that often, you know, it just shows who he is as a, you know, as a person, you know, shows his character. And, you know, I sent him a text back and it was just pretty unique just to see.
Like, how big of a blanket are we talking about? Could you put it over
Boban size?
Could you put it over a car? Would it cover a car?
Oh man, I'm just imagine Boban still having leftover space.
it's a blanket Boban. Yeah, it's the one he shares with his wife or girlfriend at home. On that topic, is he the nicest guy in the league? Like, that stands out, right? How many guys would have done that?
To be honest, I think he's the only one who would have done it. So let's put him at the top of the list.
There you go. Steph Curry seems to be a pretty nice guy, too. This guy's had a remarkable year. There's all this debate about MVP status. And just what is it like to know that you're playing alongside a historically significant player that 100 years from now, they're going to be talking about him?
It's absolutely amazing just to be a part of, you know, just to see, especially in real life, you know, in real time. You know, a couple of years ago, I was just watching him on TV hit, you know, a game winner against Oklahoma City. And, you know, now we're on the court and, you know, just seeing, you know, his aura, the magnitude that he has and, you know, the gravity that he has and how he pulls everybody towards him, whether it's the teammates, whether it's the coaching staff, whether it's the fans, it's just, no, absolutely amazing, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing you get to see. So, you know, I'm just happy to have front row seats.
I tell you, watching you develop into this role of six-man, instant offense off the bench, getting the start and playing so well against New Orleans, if I'm Jordan Poole, my confidence right now is through the roof. And I really, really hope that you're feeling that way. We are more confident in watching you play than we've ever been. And it's wonderful to watch. I mean, it really is cool to watch some hard work pay off. And I hope it continues to pay off for you, not just this playoffs and postseason, but into your career. We're at the beginning of something very special. I believe that. And congratulations to you. Go get them tomorrow night.
Awesome. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. And go Dubs.
Thank you very much. Jordan Poole, you're on 95.7 The Game.